Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With the 15 picks in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Jalen Walker, defensive end, Georgia. The Los Angeles Rams have traded the 26th pick to the Atlanta Falcons. With the 26th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select James Pierce Jr., defensive end, Tennessee.
Wake up, Atlanta. Straight up, Terry has struck again because 75% of the time, he trades up every time. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo, Papa Squid Billy Morgan. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, but it stands for Playmaker. Johnson, as we are
stands
live
for Pierce today.
This morning after round one of the NFL Draft. Mike is out at Stone Mountain Golf Course for the Miracle for Moms Golf Tournament, which he will give you more about. I am live from the mobile, the mobile Squidbilly Kia Studios, and we have so much to talk about. What a difference a year makes. And my ride home from Mercedes-Benz Stadium at the draft party last night, Mike, it was electric inside the Benz. I have to set the scene because we're going to tell you what the Atlanta Falcons did in the first round because it was something. First, we see the first round of the draft playing out, Mike, and it is just really weird because at number eight, I just know that Carolina is going to announce with the eighth overall pick, the Carolina Panthers announce Jalen Walker. But they didn't. They announced McMillan, the wide receiver from Arizona, which, good player. Okay. And I'm shocked. And then I just know that with the ninth pick overall, the New Orleans Saints are drafting Jalen Walker from the University of Georgia. But they didn't. And now intrigue sets in. And, Mike, yeah. We don't know what's going on, man. I don't know what – at that point, after we got past the Panthers and the Saints, real quick, what was your thought process?
Well, I think I tweeted it out last night right in that window. I think we got to 10, and I said, how many more teams do we need to pass on Jalen Walker? And I had so many people end up responding last night, and it was like, turns out all of them, all the way up until you got there. And you and I had talked about this a number of times yesterday, and I put out projections for what I thought the pick would be. And a lot of people asking about Jalen Walker, and the simple answer was he ain't going to be there at 15. I'm not going to put him on a projection when I believe he's a top eight, top seven, top six pick when you look at it. But we wondered how that those first 10 picks would pan out, how it would pan out leading up to 15. And you're right. It was like with every passing opportunity, when you saw other teams draft for need, let's be honest. You and I have talked about this back and forth. There are other teams in front of you drafting for need, and it turns out just one by one, Jalen Walker keeps falling to you, man. And I'm with you. I know it was electric in the building, but I kept texting you going, is this about to happen? Is this really about to happen?
Michael Williams goes off to San Francisco at 11, and then the Cowboys, who I was not sold, wouldn't take Jalen Walker. They take Tyler Booker, and then Kenneth Grant goes, well, I knew that the Colts weren't taking an edge rusher. I had talked to some people. But here's the problem. I got a text yesterday, and I got a name. And the name that I got that the team loved was not Jalen Walker. And so when Jalen Walker is still there at 15, I'm a little worried. Mm-hmm. And then the Falcons used every second of the clock. And now I almost started kind of getting that nervous shake. You know, the one that sometimes alcoholics get, but not the same. And I'm kind of freaking out because am I about to go streaking? Or is Mercedes Benz about to riot? Yeah. Because I can tell you, I got the feeling that if they didn't pick Jalen Walker at 15 after last year, that this place was going to riot. And when they announced his Jalen Walker's name from the University of Georgia Atlanta Falcons, the place erupted. It was electric. I mean, phenomenal. And it was the craziest thing because I think that not only the world, but Falcons fans finally understood that Jalen Walker was the best player available, and that was that's the actual philosophy that the Falcons go with, and that's what their board read, which is something that Falcons fans have refused to kind of understand, is that sometimes your board's different than Mel Kiper's, but last night, it was the same. And give Daniel Jeremiah credit because he nailed this.
Yeah, he absolutely did, and that's where it, you know, comes from. Yesterday, you and I talking about the prospects of Jalen Walker falling all the way to the Falcons. Neither one, you or I, believed it. And look, I think the beauty of this, man, there's a number of different angles. Which, look, it's a beautiful show. We'll have Dave Archer on later, and obviously Rusty Manziel will be here in just a little bit. But this is a beautiful show to kind of discuss the crosshairs, the sections that come together, the factions that come together with this pick, right? You and I, we kind of scoff at the section of Georgia fans that just demand that a Georgia player is taken, right? You take players that can make your team better, whether they went to Georgia or not. We've had that back and forth a number of different times. Jalen Walker is a Georgia Bulldog. You make Georgia fans happy. He is a playmaker, which we all day yesterday said, if nothing else, you got to get a defensive impact player. That's exactly what a guy like that is. You add all that into the fact that what Olbrich will try to do to create havoc and utilize Jalen Walker in a number of different ways, the fact that he can affect your defense. I talked to Arch about it last night on you guys' draft show, that he can affect your defense in so many different ways. He's good in coverage. He's good blitzing. He's good off the edge. He's good stuff in the run. He's good getting penetration. He's good at all of it. And I just think that it's such a home run in so many different ways that particular pick is at 15. We'll have the James Pierce argument later on, but that particular pick at 15, I'm not sure how anybody – aside from an Eeyore, somebody that just wants to be sad today, can look at the Jalen Walker pick and think anything negatively about it.
If Jalen Walker fell to 15 and the Falcons didn't have to move up, I will streak through MBS.
Yes.
Yeah. I had security around the thing at some point, which was basically telling me no. But that's how shocked I was. It was crazy. I could not believe that he fell, and I don't think that it was any reason other than, to your point, there were teams drafting for need. Because you look at the run where Will Campbell and then Mason Graham, then Jenty, but then Mimbu goes, and then Kelvin Banks Jr. goes, that run on offensive tackles helped this happen. And we know that the Raiders wanted Jenty. I just don't know what Carolina was doing, because they need help defensively, and that's good. I love it. I was shocked by all – it's so funny because all three NFC South teams went offense in the first round.
Yeah.
And that's normally us. So, there's a drop that Dylan has of me that we were cutting a commercial, and I said, but wait, Mike, there's more.
Yeah.
Because there was. We're leaving, and I get the word there's a trade. Yesterday, what time did I text you? I don't know. It was happened at some point after we get off the air. I get a text, and it said, A little bit of inside stuff for you, James Pierce. That's it. And I was like, what? Huh? What? And so that was what I was thinking. And when they traded back in last night, I still didn't think that they were going to get good James Pierce. We find out that the Falcons, if you didn't know, they traded back into the first round with the Rams. The Falcons got the 26th overall pick in last night's draft and a third-round pick. The Rams got the second-round pick of the Falcons this year, a seventh-round pick from the Falcons this year, and the first next year. The value is unknown of how this plays out because you don't know what that first-round pick will be. But it is hopefully going to be late. And when they traded back in, they went and got James Pierce from the University of Tennessee. The guy has been one of the best pass rushers in the SEC the last 2 years, been one of the best pass rushers in the FBS the last 2 years with his win rate. And he is now added to a room with Leonard Floyd, Arnold Ebiketie, Braylon Trice, and now Jalen Walker as well. That's where James Pierce is. So I want to get your take on this, but the immediate thing I thought was is they went out and got a guy that they not only I heard they loved during the day, that during yesterday I'd heard that they loved this guy. He was one of their favorite guys in the draft process. But by doing so, they might have just unlocked Jalen Walker as a we can do anything at any point with him.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. I understand that there's people out there with questions about whether or not he was worth, James Pierce was worth next year's first round pick. And I think once you understand the fact that the Falcons coveted him at 15, it becomes a lot easier to understand. Like I said earlier, I had projections all over the place. I loved Walter Nolan at 15. I liked Shamar Stewart at 15. I liked a number of different pieces, and it's because I didn't expect Jalen Walker to be there. James Pierce was one of those guys. I think there's a lot of, obviously, upside. But you mentioned it. Man, here's the overall takeaway with both of these. I think you have to take both of them together and understand that they will play together. I think both those picks have to be kind of consumed in the same breath, right? We talked about it so many times, the fact that this defense had to get more athletic. You were really, really hurting in terms of athleticism with, last year with dealing with Nate Landman at times and Matthew Judon. And that's not to call any of these guys out, but they were not bringing down open field, playmakers from other offenses. And I think when you look at a couple of different spots, and of course you're going to move Jalen Walker around, you just get more athletic, man. You get more athletic all over the place. And even whether it's James Pierce, whether it's Jalen Walker, you get more athletic. And, James Pierce, I don't know that he's plug-and-play starter, three-down player on day one, but you definitely gave up the draft capital that says he is, and Terry Fontenot at this point has to trust what his scouts are saying in his own eyes.
And you don't need him to be necessarily. You can use him a little bit more. You're so much better on the perimeter in the run game right now. Just with the addition of these two guys. And before you hit me up and say, tell me what you think where you could have gotten James Pierce Jr., I'm going to tell you one thing. Dane Brugler is a guy that you and I trust as much as anybody with his draft grades.
Yeah.
He had Michael Walker ranked fifth in the entire draft. The Falcons got him at 15. He had Pierce at 36th. Okay.
Yep.
So not far. You want to know where the you don't want to know what the first overall pick's overall rank in this draft was? 13th. Mm. The 13th best player in this draft went first overall. So it don't mean anything. I am so excited. They finally did it, Mike. And they doubled down on it. They went defense, baby.
They definitely did, man. We got so much to get to on today's draft. So 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Phone lines are wide open. I want to hear from you guys and your thoughts on both of the first-round picks for the Atlanta Falcons last night. All the magic that Terry Fontenot pulled off.